Please be seated. In celebration of communion, I would like to share with you the good news found in Romans 8, verses 1 through 3. Please turn in your Bibles and let's read the scripture together. Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can come to you and call you Father. You are the Father of mercy, the Father of all comfort. You comfort us in all of our afflictions so that we may comfort others in any affliction. You gave us your Son, and through his death and resurrection, you delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of your beloved Son. You have given us your word, which allows us to see you more clearly. You have given us this church where we are allowed to hear sound doctrine, to hear the truth, to be loved and to be encouraged. Father, we ask that you open up our ears this morning and allow us to hear your truth. We thank you for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's examine more closely these three verses written by Paul. Very early in that passage, the word therefore in Romans 8, you see it's positioned there because it is transitioning from the end of chapter 7. Paul is describing his struggle with the law of sin that is in his members versus the law of God, which is his inner man. Listen to his struggle in chapter 7, verse 19. For the good that I want, I do not do. But I practice the very evil that I do not want. Does this sound familiar, believer? It describes the continuing sin, the continuing problem of sin in a believer's life. As a child of God, we face this dilemma every day in that we continue to say and do things that we know are sinful. But we, like Paul, know the answer, which is stated in chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, my flesh, the law of sin." So in Romans 8, 1, the word therefore is saying there is a result that has come for those who are in Christ Jesus. And let's look again at Romans 8, 1. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We see the words no condemnation. The word condemnation is referring to being sentenced and punished. Because of God's saving grace, and for those who are in Christ Jesus, the result is there is no sentence and there is no punishment for our sins. This is good news. Romans 8:2 provides more good news. Let's read that together. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. The law is mentioned twice in this passage. However, it has two different meanings. The first time the law is mentioned, it is describing the law of the Holy Spirit and can be used here to mean the gospel. The law in the latter part of the sentence is in contrast to the Holy Spirit, because it is the law of sin and death. So we can look at this passage and say, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are free from the law of sin, the law of sin and death, and free for being punished for our sins. So how can this happen? Well, let's look at verse 3. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Believers, this is the gospel message. This passage indicates that man through his own flesh cannot be saved. The law is too weak to save because of sin, the sinful corruptionness of our flesh, and man's inability to attain righteousness on his own. What's the answer? We find it in the text. For what the law could not do, God did. He sent his Son in the likeness of man and as an offering for sin. God's answer to man's sinful flesh and his weakness to the corruption of sin was to offer his own Son as a sacrifice. God satisfied his wrath and took away the punishment for sin by offering his Son's life as a sacrifice for that sin. Jesus Christ paid the penalty on behalf of every person who would turn from sin and trust in him as Lord and Savior. It is through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection that sin's curse has been removed. We who trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior are free from the power of sin and free from the penalty of sin. And one of the things that we do in celebration of communion is that we remember how we were rescued from sin's power and its penalty. We recall our life before our rescue and remember how the cross transformed our heart and changed our life. For those of you who have not experienced God's saving grace, you are most likely unaware of your position with God. You must know that you are in a dangerous place. The Bible points out that you are condemned already. In John 3:18, it says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Condemned in this passage means to be judged against. For those who do not believe, God will judge against them. Every man, woman, and child born since the beginning of time were born into sin's curse. Now you may say, so what? What's the big deal? The big deal is this. God has a consequence for sin. It is death and separation from God forever. If you are not blessed with God's saving grace, your permanent residence will be in the fiery pit called hell. If you're here today and you know Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, please celebrate communion with us. If you are a believer but are living in unrepentant sin, please first repent and then join us in communion. However, if you choose to continue in your sinful state, please let the elements pass. And if you are here and you have not realized God's saving grace in your life, we ask that you also let the elements pass. However, if you have not realized God's saving grace, please don't leave today without talking with an elder from Grace Bible Church. The solution is simple. Repent of your sins and repent in the saving work of Jesus' death and resurrection. The men will now bring the elements. When you are ready, please take communion on your own.